Time for divine favor is what we are looking at today. Genesis chapter 20, verse 1 to 8. And Abraham journeyed from thence toward the south country and dwelt between Kadesh and Shur, and sojourned in Gerar. And Abraham said of Sarah his wife, "She is my sister." And Abimelech king of Gerar sent and took Sarah. But God came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said to him, "Behold, thou art but a dead man, for the woman which thou hast taken for she is a man's wife." But Abimelech had not come near her, and he said, "Lord, wilt thou slay also a righteous nation? Said he not unto me, 'She is my sister'? And she herself said, 'He is my brother.' In the integrity of my heart and innocency of my hands have I done this." And God said unto him in a dream, "Yea, I know that thou didst this in the integrity of thy heart. For I also withheld thee from sinning against me, therefore suffered I thee not to touch her. Now therefore restore the man his wife, for he is a prophet, and he shall pray for thee, and thou shalt live. And if thou restore her not, know thou that thou shalt surely die, and all that are thine." Therefore Abimelech rose early in the morning, and called all his servants, and told all these things in their ears, and the men were so afraid. When a king rises up in the morning, calls all his servants to an urgent matter, surely something is up. It's a serious matter. Abimelech was there, and now you find a man with his sister, as he said. His sister, they had come, and well, she was fair to look upon, and he took her to his quarters. I mean, obviously, if it's just a sister, then marrying her could even promote relations. But then in the middle of the night, God comes to speak to him that send her back. She is the wife of a prophet. And let him pray for you. So that this, in fact, God inflicted him. And he said, let him pray for you, and it would go. And you shall live. That's how the Bible puts it. That God said, let him pray for you, and you shall live. So it's interesting where we are starting from, but it's for you to visualize, you know, picture the whole scenario. Abimelech did not know Abraham. Now, Abraham is a man who had been called out by God. He left his father's house based on God's call, and he was trusting God, following him, trusting that God's promises concerning his life would be established, like many of us as music servants. Abraham suffered many challenges and difficulties. As a matter of fact, when God called Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, soon after his call, he encountered famine and had to go into Egypt. And there Pharaoh took his wife. That was the first time. God had to come in with plagues for Pharaoh to release Abraham's wife, Sarah. And then Pharaoh gave him money, a lot of things. And then we go to the next chapter. Say Abraham was now very rich. Abraham kept encountering challenges despite the promises that God had said concerning his life. So when you see challenges in your life as a music servant, please, you are not the first person. It is not news. But let's look at the track record. In Genesis 13, Lot had to be separated from Abraham because of strife. His servants were now fighting with Abraham's servants, bringing division within the family. And because of that, Abraham said, okay, then let's separate. When Lot left, God showed Abraham the promised land. It seemed Lot had the better side, but what was left was the best side. It's best to have God wherever you are than to be in a seemingly good place without God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you see now issues again, and yet God comes in again with promise. You go to Genesis 14. Lot is captured. Abraham goes to fight with men from his house. He rescues Lot. After that battle, another promise, Melchizedek, shows up. Hallelujah. In Genesis 15, God comes to affirm his covenant with Abraham and tells him that he would die at an old age, and tells him about the slavery that his children will go through 400 years in Egypt. You move to the next chapter. Sarah can't wait, and trouble starts. Hagar comes into the picture. Hagar is pregnant with Abraham's baby upon Sarah's request, and Hagar leaves the place because she's being maltreated. God asked her to go back. Troubles in Abraham's house. A man who left his home, his father's house, to follow after God, and yet challenges. In Genesis 17, God appears and affirms his covenant with Abraham and tells him to circumcise himself with all his people. And he talks to him about Isaac. Pain. Genesis 18, three men come in, and they come to confirm what God had when he appeared to Abraham, what he told him about Isaac. They come to confirm it, and now they tell him that we are going to Sodom and Gomorrah to destroy the place. Now, before this, Abraham has laughed that God, is it possible to have a child? Sarah has also laughed that God, is it at this age that you are coming to mock me? Music servant, wherever you are, I want you to understand that in the midst of challenges, the promises of God are sure, and they will surely come to pass. Amen?
Amen.
So coming down to, it was after God came in and promised again. These three men came in, these three angels, they came and then confirmed God's promise. It was after that Abraham now went to Gerar, and Abimelech took Sarah again. A 90-year-old woman who has received the promise of God that she's going to have a baby 1 year, in a year's time, and is being captured by another man. So today I'm here to let you know that God's promises, no matter the situation, look at the things Abraham went through. Normally, Abraham, our father, normally we think that, oh, God called him, he's a man of faith, and we shorten the story. But for the 25 years of waiting for the promised child, the things Abraham went through. And so we look at our situations and we think that, oh, why does God hate me so much? It looks like, oh, the people in the Bible, they may have gone through one or two, but it looks like mine is a protracted case. Mine is so long. In fact, if I was in Bible times, my case should have been used for thesis, because it seems like mine is even worse. For 20 years, I've been caught up in this situation. I don't know what to do. For 15 years, for 10 years, for 5 years, I've been married. I don't see, we've been going through one challenge, one issue after the other. For 10 years, no man is coming. For 10 or 8 years, I'm not seeing any lady who fits what God purposes for me. But please, when God speaks, the time for his promises to come to pass, they are sure because of his favor. And today, Amen. That's why we are going to pray. Know that, number one, God has great and good plans for every believing music servant. If only you can believe. Luke 1:37. All things are possible to them that believe. Or Luke 1:37 puts it that, for with God, all things are possible. Though with men it may seem impossible, but with God all things are possible. Number two, every promise of God connected to his plan for our lives is bound to time. Is bound to time. In his time, he maketh all things beautiful. It is not about you trying to push, and it is about God's timing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why it says that the sons of Issachar, they understood the times and they knew what to do. They had understanding. You need to understand there are certain things, no matter what you do, when the time of God is not up, it's not up. And yet, when the time of God is up, his favor must move into action. And that is why we are going to pray today. If God has said that all your plans concerning me are of good and not of evil, to give me an expected end, then God, according to your time, let your favor speak for me. Because of the favor of God, nobody could touch Sarah, because Sarah was going to carry God's promise, Isaac. Nobody could touch Sarah because she was going to carry Isaac, the promised child. You are carrying something that God has promised to someone. You are carrying a ministry through which God must save lives. You are carrying a gift through which God must save nations. And that is why his favor must speak in your life according to time.
Jesus' name.
First of all, I want you to lift up your voice and say, I thank you, Lord, for this revelation concerning time and favor. I thank you for revealing according to your word. And through these life stories of your servants, by the key of time and favor, in the name of Jesus, I'm here to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that no matter what the enemy puts up against me, your key of time and favor revealed unto me will speak. I am here to say thank you. Lift up your voice and thank him. Thank him in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. As his word that says that time and chance happen to all, that according to his time, what is due you are for concerning his plans for your life, it will come to pass. Just thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. That his time for your life will be established in the name of Jesus. Nothing can move it left or right. Nothing can dislocate his time for your, his purposes for your life according to his time. In the name of Jesus. We are praying next according to Psalm 102 verse 13. Says, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. When you read Job chapter 10 verse 12, it says, thou hast granted me life and favor, and thy visitation hath preserved my spirit. In God's time of favor, he visits. In God's time of favor, he pays a visit. There is a certain day, or there are certain days in everybody's life that God passes by. He's always around, but there are days that he visits. Strategic visit. You are praying that, Lord, every season or time, every specific type of visitation in my life, a visitation of favor, a time of favor in my life, let it not pass me by. Let it not go ahead. Let it not be late. Let it be on time according to your plans and purposes for my life. Lift up your voice and begin to pray.
In the mighty name of Jesus, Father of God, at any point where you come visiting, let me not miss the time, O God, and greet me like the people of Issachar, to know the seasons and the times, and to know, God, when you're coming by, for you to find me active, for you to find me on course, for you to find me serving, for you to find me, O God, still in my place.
The time of God in your life, it must be established in the name of Jesus. Every season or time of favor, every visitation of favor in your life, every time of favor in your life, it must not pass you by. It must not pass you by. Through prayer and force, the sanctification of God. It's time of favor in your life.
We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise, the honor and adoration in the name of Jesus. Let us with a gladsome mind praise the Lord, for He is kind. For His mercy shall endure, ever faithful sure.
You never disappointed anyone who puts his trust in you.
Amen.
We have confidence, Lord, that when we put our trust in you, we can never fail. Failure is never an option. We thank you for your love, your mercies upon our lives.
Amen.
We shall see your glory revealed in our lives every season because of the manifestation of your favor in our lives according to time.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Receive all the glory, Lord.
Amen.
We magnify your name and we praise your holiness.
Yes, sir.
We thank you. In Jesus' name have we prayed with thanksgiving.